kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Alam niyo po ba na bilyon-bilyong tasa ng kape pala ang iniinom ng mga Australiano taon-taon? Wow! Bagaman naabot sa bilyong kape ang iniinom kada taon, napakaliit lamang ng porsyento nito ang aktual na itinatanim at inaani sa mismong Australia. Sa hilagang bahagi po ng New South Wales, nagsusumikap ang mga siyentipiko na baguhin ito. Layunin nilang mapalago pa ang lokal na industriya ng kape upang mas maraming Australiano ang makainom ng kapeng galing sa sariling lupain. Inalam ng Small Business Secrets kung kailan maaaring makapag-produce ng mga locally grown coffee ang Australia. Sa isang cafe sa Coffs Harbour na tinatawag na Happy Frog, gumagamit sila ng locally grown coffee beans. Ito ay isang pambihirang halimbawa sa industriya. Ayon sa datos ng AgriFutures sa Australia, ang tasa mula sa nasabing coffee shop ay isa lamang sa 6 na bilyong tasang iniinom taun-taon sa buong bansa.
And that's been a real passion of mine. Since I first went into cafe business was to buy as close to home as I could, and it's just a win-win all round for everybody, I think. It's beautiful coffee. We get to know the people that have grown it, and that has been probably my biggest favourite thing. But of course it's got the low food miles, so it's good for the environment. I know its story.
Yan ang tinig ni Kim Towner, may-ari ng isang cafe. Sa kasalukuyan, mas mababa sa kalahating porsyento ng kabuuang kape na iniinom sa Australia ang lokal na tinatanim. Kaya pinag-aralan ngayon ng mga eksperto kung sulit bang palakihin pa ang produksyon. Sa Southern Cross University sa Lismore, sinusubukan ng mga mananaliksik tulad ni Professor Tobias Kretschmar ang iba't ibang uri ng puno na maaring mas angkop sa klima at sa mekanisadong pamamaraan ng pagsasaka sa Australia. Bahagi sila ng mas malawak na pandaigdig ang proyekto ng World Coffee Research kung saan sinusuri ang 20 to 30 na iba't ibang uri ng kape sa iba't ibang bansa.
So we're part of a larger project with the World Coffee Research. They're interested in trialing 20 to 30 coffee varieties all around the globe. So we piggybacked on that global project to be able to trial those varieties in Australia. And our aim for Australia is to find new varieties that are better suited for this environment and better suited for the mechanized conditions of coffee farming in Australia.
Karamihan sa mga taniman ng kape sa Australia ay nasa Queensland at hilagang New South Wales. Ngunit nahaharap ang mga magsasaka sa hamon ng pabago-bagong klima. Kaya sinusuri kung ilang mga o aling mga variety lang ang mas madaling anihin gamit ang makinarya at mas akma sa lokal na kondisyon.
The problem they're having is they put their money on a variety that's much too vigorous for this environment. So we're looking at something that's semi-dwarf, easy to be machine harvested. So the next stage would be to take the 2 to 3 varieties that we are thinking will outcompete the current varieties and trial them at scale.
Samantala sa pandaigdigang merkado, nananatiling pabago-bago din ang presyo ng kape dahil sa tensyon sa kalakalan at pangamba ng pagbagal ng ekonomiya. Kaya naman nagiging mas mahal ang kape sa mga tindahan. Si Paul Jones ay isang research analyst ng Rabobank.
In April, we did see Arabica prices ease slightly, but nonetheless, on a year-on-year basis, we're still around 100% higher.
Habang malabong tapatan ng Australia ang produksyon ng mga bansang tulad ng Brazil o Colombia, may potensyal pa rin ito na doblehin o higit pa ang kasalukuyang kontribusyon sa lokal na konsumo. Ito ang pahayag ni Professor Tobias.
We're covering around 0.5% of what the Australian consumer is drinking at the moment. If we can double that, that'd be fantastic. If you can triple or quadruple that, we'd be punching above our weight.
Bukod sa dami ng ani, pinag-aaralan din ng mga siyentipiko ang lasa ng kape gamit ang isang taste wheel. Sinusuri nila ang kemikal na komposisyon ng kape at kung paano ito nakaapekto sa lasa at amoy. Si Dr. Ben Liu ang bumuo ng taste wheel.
First, we actually have this coffee tasting by different professionals. They work in the coffee industry for, decades. And then we actually collect a different type of data from them and from description from them, and then we summarize them with also some of the score for the taste and the flavor of the coffee. And then we bring the exactly same sample they taste back to in our lab and do carry out analysis. And so we can associate the data from the chemistry also to the taste and the smell of the coffee.
Hindi lamang tinutukoy ng taste wheel ang lasa ng kape, ngunit pati na ang mga katangian nito.
So this coffee character wheel basically is help the panel member to actually get idea what they think, what could be used to describe the taste, the flavor, or a different mouthfeel they actually feel. But saying that, there are some bad words there, because there are also some bad taste coffee there. So it could be a dirty coffee there. So unfortunately, during our coffee research, we not just taste the best coffee, we also taste bad coffee as well.
Ayon din kay Dr. Liu, among Australian-grown coffee ay may mga karaniwang katangian.
We collect 100 single origin coffee around Australian farmers. And when we run this tasting panel, the words keep coming out for Australian coffee are they are sweet, and they are fruity, and they are nutty and roasted. So that's the things coming up the most for Australian coffee.
Para naman sa mga negosyanteng tulad ni Kim, malinaw ang benepisyo ng paggamit ng lokal na kape. Sariwa, pantay ang kita ng lahat, at mas kaunti ang carbon footprint.
All of these things, you hear different blends and different stories about the coffee, but I just thought it tasted good and it's super fresh. We know that everybody's getting paid fairly for it. We know that it hasn't had to travel across the ocean and up and down highways to get here. It's just over the hill. Like, you can't get much closer than that. And I think that's important with everything. As much as possible, if we can source from our local area and just use as much of that as we can, we're going to make a big difference to how we look after the planet.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.